September 16, 1969.
Suzuki Roshi, will you tell me about Miss Ransom?
Miss Ransom?
Yes.
Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me.
I bet they came from China, didn't they?
We call these Mandarin.
And she asked me understand Buddhism. Okay. They understand like anybody except Buddhism, and they may like Buddhism. So, I wanted to come to go abroad, or at least Hokkaido. Nowhere I have chance to speak to Caucasian, or at least foreigners who doesn't know what is Buddhism. But my master was, my master scolded me when I asked him to go to America, Hokkaido. I said, America. He said, no. And I said, Hokkaido, no. And at last he became very angry. And you should stay here. Just one word. So I gave up my notion of going abroad. And I gave up completely. My idea of going, coming to America. Several times I had a chance to come to America, but I refused to come. Because 1954, as I finished what my teacher told me to do, I decided to come to America. So there's something that I was with her about that. Actually, my turning point of life, I think. It was my idea was of going abroad was always must be here. Also, I gave up. I thought I gave up, but I didn't. It is, I don't want to say why I came to America, because I was invited, actually, Japanese congregation. But when I said yes, our headquarters did not appoint me to this temple, but as an assistant resident in Sokoji. So it means that I am not responsible for Sokoji. If I just help him, but as soon as I come to headquarters, I wanted me to be to take over Tobase's position. And so I must be pretty faithful to Japanese members. So I don't want to say this point so clearly. I have never expressed any idea of my real idea coming to America. Yes. But actually, I thought if I could go to San Francisco, I can do something which I want to do. Not for this temple, but for American people.
You said in 1954 you decided, but you didn't come until 1959. Is that?
No.
You meant to say 1959.
Oh, 1959.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mixed up. My age was
54. I see.
Yes.
Okay, that's very helpful, actually. It's only the first question.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. When the students first came, did they sit upstairs here or downstairs?
Yeah.
Here, upstairs, okay.
Upstairs, yeah.
Okay.
At that time, we have no sitting place.
Right,
we
just had the pews.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to say. Was Bill McNeil and his wife your first students?
Mm-hmm.
They the very first?
Very first. Very fast one.
How did he come here, Bill?
One day, Lou McNeil came here one morning.
What was her first name?
Lou.
Ruth?
Lou. Lou. How do you spell it? L-U-E.
Oh, Lou. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Lou.
Lou.
Okay.
McNeil came to see me. And she said, my husband wants to go to Japan. And she wanted to know about it. And I said to her, if so, it may be a good idea for him to come and see. So, McNeil, not Drew. No.
That's how I know.
Started to sit with me, McNeil. And one morning, Lou also, when McNeil wanted to go home, Lou came up from the stairs. And McNeil was rather amazed to see her. And why did you come? They were talking something. Lou did not tell him, you know, anything. I think she must have told him just to, go to Sokoji, without telling him any reason, And McNeil didn't know that she came here and made some arrangement with me. So anyway, they started to, they and who started sit with us. And then I had many students. And Dr. Kato was here and helped me. And those who were studying Asian Academy joined.
When were your early students, Roshi?
When
were the early students? Was there any feeling of Sangha?
Yeah. Yes, not some. They were sitting with me every morning. constantly. So more and more we created a feeling of suffering. And they offered me some money each month. I didn't fear to spend that money. You know, if I have it, I may spend it in various ways. So I thought it was money to be besides some treasure. Or someone to find someone to take care of money I received. And that is how the center started, maybe actually. And 1962, we organized the
center. When you used to do takahatsu roshi, takahatsu, how do you say that?
Takuhatsu.
Takuhatsu, it's long year, takuhatsu.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The students asked you if they could do takuhatsu also. And you said no.
Yeah.
Why did you say no?
Well, at that time, you know, it is maybe too what we are doing is, I thought it is not so good or not so formal practice. So it is too hard to do that.
Do you think you were more strict in the beginning or less strict? This is interesting for me, Roshi. For example, you used to tell people not to move. During Zazen.
Yeah.
And at some point you must have stopped for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, at that time they move. They're up.
Oh, they don't move anymore, huh?
They don't move anymore, so I don't take them.
I see. That's a pretty simple answer. Why did you just give Shinshan Shiki just once?
Once? That is yeah, it should be just once because it is inspiration to this temple.
Oh, isn't that when students get Lei Raksu?
No. Oh, Musinski, you mean. Shinshanshiki.
It's different, huh?
Different.
I see. Okay, I didn't know that.
Musinski, I think.
How do you spell it, Russian?
New, N Y U. New.
I see.
Shin, S-H-I-N, S-H-I.
S-H-I. Okay.
Shiki. That is, I think. We have to do it, but we are pretty busy, so we don't. Oh, today, excuse me, today. Yeah.
How did the wind bell start?
Wind bell started just by blinking, you know, when Sita came.
Whose idea was the windmill?
Not my idea or some other's idea, you know. We just started saying that it will be a good idea. Because Dick was, you know, Dick and some other students always writing my lecture. not not my idea or some other's idea, you know. We just started saying that it will be a good idea. Because Dick was, you know, Dick and some other students always writing my lecture. And asked me many questions about my lecture. So naturally, we thought it may be a good idea. Mm-hmm. But if I start what I say in my lecture with very awkward English, you know, what I have in my mind is very different. So I have to write down something. So in Windberg, the leader couldn't get the original talk, just my broken English, corrected by some others. Someone else, like Dave. That's how I think you have Windberg, number one.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That kind of thing.
Okay. Do you have a picture of Yamada Roshi somewhere?
Yamada Roshi?
Yeah, old picture.
Maybe. I don't think so. Someone may have it. Do you want his picture alone in the picture? Or?
But some picture taken back then. Some man used to take Zen Center pictures, Roshi.
He was. He's coming, so I'm asking.
Okay. There was a certain development of the Zendo. You took out the pews and used tatamis, and
mm-hmm.
you painted the Zendo.
Mm-hmm.
How did this change all take place?
Little wiser. At first we take out all the pews. That was pretty difficult thing to do.
Why is that, Roshi?
Because Japanese people doesn't sit. They need chair. That's all.
I see.
But since Zen Center bought some chairs for Japanese people, that one was given to us by some Caucasian who came to Sokoji before I come to Sokoji. 20 of them was given to us.
I see.
And we bought some more, maybe 20. So we decided to take
off the pews, I see.
To we actually destroyed the pews.
Then how did the mats go down?
Mats?
Tatami.
Oh, tatami. I think they helped. The Japanese members helped. I thought 100 by the At that time, some Japanese people were sitting here. Not many, 2, 3. One is still alive, 2 of them passed away. So, they put the emphasis on them in Japanese group. At that time, it was pretty good. Jesus, it was pretty good.
Philip said that you used to, that you were a little hot, Roshi.
What?
I'm falling asleep. That's right, no, it's good for you. Good, yeah, decent stuff.
Get up.
Philip says that every Saturday you would carry the pews in and out.
Oh, yeah, I did.
For that, for Japanese sake?
We came out, you know, when we were sitting. Before we had chairs. Yeah, in and out. All the time. Every weekly.
How did the Japanese feel about that?
Most of them didn't know.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Those people who come here always understand their center very well. But some people, many people who doesn't come to Sokoji, even on Sunday Sabbath, good center.
I see. Why did you have the Yoshin Shiki ceremony just once?
Oh, Yoshin Shiki ceremony, yeah. Just once. Because I am a little bit discouraged. At that time, we had Yoshin Shiki ceremony for maybe 30 people. I don't remember how much. I have records.
Right.
But most of, many of them, or some of them, you know, said we don't want this anymore and returned it to me. So I was rather discouraged.
I see. Yes.
And it is too, for Japanese people, it is good, you know. But for American people, it is too, something too formal.
I see. Okay. I can't put that in history. Not good history answer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. When were, did you ordain Bob Hentz and Bill McNeil?
Bob.
Hentz.
Oh, Robert.
Robert Hentz.
Yeah. Yes.
They were ordained in Japan or here?
In Japan.
I see.
Yeah, in Japan. They formally shaved his head without knowing what was it.
Oh. Oh.
My friend did it in Japan. Not very good history.
There's a during sesshins, sometimes you would leave for 2 hours, and there would be no bells,
for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Was that, did you do that for practice, or did you just forget? Students always wondered.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you shouldn't tell. Some place, Roshi, an hour and a half would go by, and then all of a sudden you'd walk in,
mm-hmm.
you'd walk to the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
then you'd walk out again.
That is, you know, how my teacher did.
I see.
You know. Maybe sometime I forgot, but I didn't feel so bad.
I see.
I thought, like, and I cried. Oh, it was too long, you know. That doesn't matter. One more hour. I have that kind of feeling at that time.
Actually, maybe that's enough.
That may be very interesting topic to write.
That's in the windmill. But I have not said why. I guess I won't say why either. But the students describe
mm-hmm.
waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
They remember that very much.
Yeah.
Also, you used to have first period of sesshin was always double period.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It is, you know, at that time I put the emphasis on to forget, right, to get rid of the idea of time, to place. Where they are, how long they should sit, that is not, you know, doesn't. If you sit, confident should be to sit forever. Yes.
What is your father's name, Roshi?
Soga.
You can spell it, maybe?
S-O-G-A-K-U.
S-O-G-A-K-U.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, let's see now. You graduated from college when you were 26.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty old? Or?
Yeah.
Why were you, why was it old? Why did you start school so late?
Because I was I haven't finished school.
I see. When did you begin studying with your teacher? When you were 14 or something, right?
13.
Did you quit high school then?
When you were 13?
I already finished grammar school.
I see.
And I was studying, of course, in temple. So I could enter the last 2 years. At that time, high school was 5 years. And I took the first grade and fifth grade.
I see.
And that is why.
How old were you then? 20?
Yeah, 20. Yes, 21.
When you were in high school still?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
My schooling is very rigorous.
I see. And
You didn't begin studying with Kishizawa Roshi until 1932.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Your teacher was your uncle. Also, your...
My teacher was.
You mean your...
My father, disciple.
Your father's disciple, right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's not this fellow, though. Is it Kishizawa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kishizawa.
Was your father's disciple?
No. He is. My...
You have your... You're ordained when you're 13
mm-hmm.
by your father's disciple. Is he also your uncle? Has the same name, Suzuki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so. Mm. Yeah, uncle. But not real.
Not real one. I see. Okay. But is there any just coincidence that you have the same name?
He was adopted.
I see. Okay. Now, you had this Shuso ceremony
mm-hmm.
at Kenkyo-in. Where is that?
Kenkyo-in, at Shizuoka City.
I see. There was that a training monastery for Shizuoka? Or?
Yeah. But actually, there was not much student.
Were there any students? Just you?
No. Mm. Several students,
I see.
But at that time, when I had Shizuo ceremony, more priests and monks came to join the ceremony. Not only the ceremony, but the practice.
I see. It says here that like now in, when you're 22, then you have a Dharma transmission. And then it says you have Tenei. Tenei?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, Tenei? Does that make
Tenei you means...
Osho or Zen
to
Master?
To go to. To change love. Dharma transmission is yesterday. At that time, my master wanted me to be a successor of his former temple. Although my practice was not good enough, because he wanted me to take over his former temple. Before he came to Rinzoin, he was head priest of Zhouyin, where my father was.
That is not here, huh? Okay. Zhouyin. I see. So you became, did that happen then? You became the priest at Zhouyin?
Mm-hmm. After Tenye.
How do you spell that word?
G.
No, no, Zhouyin.
Zhouyin.
Okay. Okay, so that does not make you Zen master, though. That just makes you Osho, or?
Osho.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is right about when you finished high school, huh?
No. Kumazawa. Mm. Yeah.
You finished Kumazawa in 1930.
Yeah.
This is 1926. But actually, no. Tenei, right, is after Kumazawa, or during Kumazawa.
Yeah.
Dharma transmission is right before.
This is, just...
private thing, huh?
No, this is... officially, I was supposed to... receive transmission here, but actually I haven't.
I see. How do you mean you haven't?
just because to make acknowledgement from headquarters, we submitted this. My master submitted this.
So you could have robe for AAG or what?
I didn't wear. No. Just this is just formal. What do you say? Record. I have this record at our headquarters. But actually, I changed my robe.
Oh, there. I see.
If I have this record, I couldn't take over my its format.
I see.
And at that time, I couldn't actually take over its position. And my father was doing
very complicated.
My job.
I see.
And I was studying at Kumano.
I see. Mm-hmm. How long did you keep Zuanin?
5 years.
I see. Until your master died?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
No. Maybe 10 years. 5 years I actually
lived there?
Did sewing, and I was, since even after I became a must head priest of did sewing, I was taking care of this temple.
I see. So you had two temples then?
At that time.
Okay.
For 5 years.
I see. Okay. What does this one mean here? Says you are the Koshi at Mansho Zenrin.
Koshi KSBI. Means someone to give lectures to them. Mansho, this is Kasisa, so-called Kasisa Temple, where the head of the Soto School, Takashi Naroshi,
I see. That is the man who later became abbot of Eheji?
Eheji and Soji. And head of the Soto.
I see. He was the head of Enshu Zokaken, huh?
Yes.
First. Okay. Now, when did you take over your, it's here, I guess, your master's temple? 1932, huh?
Zoin?
Here. No, here. Oh, there's that one, right. Zoin. Okay. And then in 1936, I see. Your master died in 1936.
Yeah.
Okay. And you took over his...
No.
No?
My master died in 1964. At that time, I was too young.
1934?
Yeah. I was maybe about 31 or something like that.
Okay, you were born in 1904.
Yeah.
Did he die in 1934 or 1935? Okay.
By your counting.
How old were you? You think you were 31, you were?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were too young to take over his temple.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
So there was a long confusion. Someone supported me. Even though he's young, he's all right. Someone said, no. And in this way, for two years, no one succeeded. I see. Yes, that's good.
I see.
And Alina Patraska.
Well, so after 2 years of confusion, then you became the head of Rinzoyan, huh? Rinzoyan. Did that mean that you were a Zen master? Did that make you a Zen master, technically?
No.
No. When did you take, when did you become a Zen master?
At that time, under my Jeff Zerwa, then he fails. Zaroshi, when he came to my temple, sometimes he sit. And for when I'm sitting here, Zaroshi was there.
Oh. This